Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, we're talking about last night's City Council meeting, so thank you for joining me as always.
My pleasure, Joe.
So let's start off with something that you mentioned in your City Administrator report. That was the Sallyport project.
Yeah, so the Sallyport project is back on track. It's fully enclosed at this point, so all the doors are on, and now they're just working on the inside, doing electrical, putting in some of the interior walls. So hopefully the folks can park their cars in there by the time the snow flies. So.
And by folks, you of course mean the officers.
Yeah, police officers.
Yeah, so the even best case scenario would be ready to go by Thanksgiving or so?
Yep, that's what they had initially indicated. We did run into a few issues that may push that time frame back a little bit, but certainly early December we should be parking cars in there and filling it up.
All right, it's good to see some payoff for that, I guess. So.
Yep, it's been a long project coming for us, so we're excited to see it get done.
Definitely. The next thing that you mentioned, in case you didn't know, today is election day, and one of the aspects of the election is, of course, the local option sales tax. And you mentioned that you had had some successful informational meetings.
Yeah, especially last Thursday, we had a pretty good turnout for that information session. Thanks to all the local media and especially Raccoon Valley Radio for letting us get on and try and educate people about local option sales tax and the benefits that it's given to the community. So definitely a very important vote today and a very important ballot, not only just for local option sales tax, but for the leaders of our city. So city council and the mayor. So please get out and vote, make your voice be heard, and hopefully we have a great turnout today.
Yeah, and of course, while you're out there voting, get some chili, right?
That's right. The chamber chili feed is today from 11 to 7 with pie. So chili and potato soup, I believe.
That is correct. Now, one thing that you touched on after that is something that I think people are starting to get frustrated with, if they haven't been frustrated with already. You yourself seem pretty frustrated with it. The council is definitely frustrated with it. That's, of course, the soccer complex.
Yep. I think frustrated would be a very clean and mild word for how we all feel about this project by now. But finally, it got to the point last week where we decided to send them a letter that told them they have a week and a half, which turns out to be this Friday, to complete all of the punch list items, get the fields ready. So by Friday, we'll know one way or another if this company is going to be able to finish the project. And if they do, great, fantastic. We can all move on with our lives and be a lot happier with ourselves. But if not, we'll have to call the bond and go through that whole process of notifying the bond company, and then they hire somebody to come in and finish the project.
And of course, Josh from Bolton and Mink got up and discussed that it's now over 200 days over its completion date.
Yeah, and the 200 days are what we would consider working days. It's actually 372 days or whatever it is overdue. So the project completion date was supposed to be October 31st of 2016. So at this point, we're over a year overdue. So it was finally time to just really put the pressure on him to get it done, and we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, and of course, he said that best case scenario, next fall, worst case scenario, maybe not even until the summer of 2019.
Yeah, and I've always been saying probably, you know, I want that full growing season next year, and I want us to be able to get out there in the spring and overseed it and fertilize it really well, let the Parks Department do their thing, but this first couple of years are the most important for us to get that grass established. So we'll probably be restricting the play pretty good. Hopefully we can get a few games going out there, and just as long as we don't tear it up.
Yeah. So we will keep an eye out what happens with the soccer complex for sure. Now, a few action items on the agenda last night included a pay request for the sanitary sewer cleaning project. That was for AccuJet. Now, what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, this is the final phases of our sewer cleaning and televising project. And I'll tell you, some of the things that they've pulled out on some of these phases have been interesting, from bricks to pieces of pipe. So definitely, we've done a good, thorough job of cleaning the entire system and televising the system as well, so we can actually get in there and see what's going on within our system. So with all of this data, I think it's been a 5 or 6 year project and going through the phases of this cleaning, but we're going to be able to really put together a great action plan for how we need to address and attack our sanitary sewer system to make sure that it's well maintained and continue to maintain that in an appropriate way, as well as fix issues that really need attention. So probably be looking for some sort of sewer maintenance plan or something like that over the next few years, and hopefully keep our sewer system in good working condition for generations to come.
Absolutely. Now, after that, there was a resolution at the end of the meeting in new business accepting the annual urban renewal report. Now, I was unaware of what this was when the meeting started, but afterwards I had a better handle on what it was after Susie Moore had explained it. What can you do to explain it to our listeners?
Yeah, well, I can't explain it nearly as well as Susie, but the urban renewal report, and just an annual thing, it's really just a report on our tax increment financing, or TIF, usage for the year. This is something the state put into effect 3 or 5 years ago. Creates more work for Susie, but really it's our chance to show the state and prove to the state that we're using TIF funds appropriately and for the appropriate uses that it was intended for. So really it's our time to showcase that, yes, we're using it appropriately, and yes, we need to maintain this. Tax increment financing is something that the state puts on the chopping block every year, and hopefully with this data, they're able to see that cities utilize it appropriately, and it's something that is an essential function for us to do our business. So every year we get a little nervous, but so far it's been saved from the chopping block.
All right. We'll see if it's saved once again and keep an eye on that. Now, anything else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, two things. I'll just be a broken record a little bit here, but be sure to get out and vote. All precincts vote to the McCurry Center today, and hopefully we get a good turnout for that. Don't forget the chili feed from 11 to 7. And then I wanted to note a few changes and closures for Veterans Day this week. Veterans Day is observed on Friday for the city offices, so Perry City Hall, the Waterworks, the Public Library, and the McCurry Center will be closed Friday, November 10th. And then garbage and recycle routes will be changed. Thursday's routes will be picked up on Wednesday, and Friday's routes will be picked up on Thursday. There will be no yard waste pickup this Wednesday, tomorrow, and the final yard waste pickup will be next Wednesday, November 15th. And there was some discussion about adding a yard waste date. That will probably be the week after Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, City Administrator Sven Peterson, thank you so much for joining me as always.
It's been a pleasure, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.